Today's daf is Nazir, daf Gimel, and we, Baruch Hashem, had a haschala yesterday in the new Masechta, in the new world of Masechta's Nazir, and we are on Bezim Abez now, by the two dots, describing the next phrase in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah described the kinuyim and yados that apply to Naziris, called kinuyim and Naziris ki Naziris, as the parak is called, and then I went into yados, different phrases that are not explicit in terms of Kabbalah's Naziris, but they are like the handle of a kli, like a yadit. It's a little reflection of what the person wants, megala daito, and that's enough. Why is that enough? Because that together with the objective situation is as if there is explicit formulations, or you don't need explicit formulations in the world of Naziris. That's a little bit the difference between how to understand the maskana of yesterday's Gemara, Kamash Malan, for Piv Velibo Shavin or not. The next phrase in the Mishnah is Ehe No'eh. If I will be beautiful, Ehe No'eh. So says the Mishnah, that's also a language of Naziris. Ehe No'eh. So ask the Gemara, how do I know that? And Nazir, even if you want to say that Naziris is even if it's a little far-fetched or a little not clear, but still here, there's another phrase that, there's other interpretation that Ehenna'e might mean. Ask the Gemara v'dilma and no'eh lofanav b'mitzvos. Maybe it's referring to the content of hinder mitzvah, I'll be beautiful in front of Hashem in mitzvos. Not dafka, I'll be beautiful with long hair. I'll be beautiful in mitzvos. Kiditani, like the Brisa says, Zekeli v'yanveyu, this is my God and I will glorify him, I will beautify him. Isna elefanav b'mitzvos, I will do mitzvos in a beautiful way. Es elefanav sukkah no'eh, lulav no'eh, tzitzis no'eh, right, all three. Sukkah, lulav, and tzitzis. Interestingly, all three of them not having are their tashmishe mitzvah. They're not tashmishe kedusha, right? They're all objects that have inherent kedusha, like anything connected to the ksav of Torah. And now, echtov lefanav sefer Torah no'eh, I will write in front of him, in front of Hashem, a beautiful sefer Torah. So what does that mean? Pashas, it means you use beautiful ink, beautiful cloth, and it looks beautiful. Other formulations of this Gemara have an extra line, kulmis no'eh, a beautiful quill. A quill is not something that you usually see the result of afterwards. So I'll have to get back to that, but that's not in our Gemara. Echlo lefanav sefer Torah no'eh, ve'echrechenu b'shirai no'im, and I will garb it with beautiful silks. So again, that maybe that's what this person means. When he says, I'm going to be beautiful, I'm going to do my mitzvahs in a beautiful way, which my male will then make me beautiful. Ehen no'eh. So maybe that's what he means. Why do we automatically assume that he has a Naziris in mind, says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shetafis Besairo, the Amar and Nazira. The answer is because he's holding hair. He's holding his hair and say, oh, I'm going to be beautiful. So what's beautiful? You're going to cut your tzitzit, you cut your payas in a beautiful way. So we don't assume that's what it means. We assume that that's an example of Naziris, similar to what we said before with the Nazir walking in front of him. Ask Tosfos, ask the other Rishonim, why don't we just give that example from before? Nazir walking in front, and he says, I'll be beautiful. Why does the Gemara give a different ukimta of the hair? Says Tosfos, in Dibur Maskel V'yamai. Dibur Maskel Amar Shmuel. Last couple of medium lines. V'hacha lekalishinuye below tafas besaro ubenazir over lefanav. We couldn't give the same answer that we gave before. That the nazir was just walking by. D'hacha dibur shalem ka'amar ehenae. Here he said an entire sentence. I will be beautiful. He didn't just say ehe, I will be. Before it was I will be. So I will be, you know you have to add something to his words. So another walking by is good enough. But here he said a whole sentence. The ilo tafas besaro, if he wouldn't be holding on to his hair, afilu ki nazir over lefanav. Even if a nazir would be walking by, if he wouldn't be holding on to the hair, mishtamash shaper, and no, bishar mitzvos, come on, Naziris. It wouldn't be as specific and as mukhrach for to know what he means. I will be. I have no idea what he's talking about. So if a nazir walking by, so we allow that to be its interpretation. But I'm going to be beautiful. So even with nothing, I might have an interpretation about that. That's why you need something more connected to what he's saying to tell me about Naziris, and that is why he has to be holding his hair, says Tosfos. There are many examples of Hiddur Mitzvah, and there are many sugyas within Hiddur Mitzvah. Two of the questions that are asked by the Mefarshim in the sugya is, number one, is Hiddur Mitzvah part and parcel of the Mitzvah itself, or is it something extra that's added on? I did the Mitzvah, and now I do it in a beautiful way, so, as we like to say, the scorecard in Shemayim, it has, I was Yotzei the Mitzvah, and I have a Hiddur Mitzvah scorecard. And all of my beautification of mitzvahs goes onto that scorecard. It's a din klali. Doesn't really affect the mitzvah itself. I did the mitzvah even without doing the Hiddur. And that is something that comes up in various sugyas. Just quote two sources. One is the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav quotes this idea to explain the machlokes. It's not the Rambam and Tosfos. You might have said that machlokes, but machlokes, the Rambam and the Rama. There is a machlokas in Hilchas Chanukah, as we know, well-known machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. How do I understand the Gemara on the Daf Chaf Aleph of Mahadrim and Mahadrim when we light Chanukah candles? We know there are three lines in the Gemara, the Din of Nerish Ubeso, the Din of Mahadrim, the Din of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. The question is line three in that Gemara, when the Gemara says that there is a Ner for each night, is that building on the previous line of Nair for each person? And therefore, in your house, there's going to be a Nair per night per person, which is the Minhag of Ashkenazim, the Ramah, which is the Minhag of what the Rambam says, right? The Mefarshim should point out, this is one of the few times that it's flipped, and the Tosfos, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says no. The Din of Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, a Ner per night is not building on Ner per person. It's going back to Ner Ishubeso. And therefore, in every household, there is one Chanukiah. That's it. And you can know what night it is. That's a Machlokas Hoses in the Rambam, and that's a Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Within, though, the Ramah quotes the Rambam that says you have to light per person per night. There's another Machlokas. Because the Rambam's Lashon is that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. All the candles are lit by the Baal HaBayis. Even though it's per night, per person, there's a lot of candles. All the Chanukiyot are lit by the Baal HaBayis. And the Ramah does not quote that. The Ramah, when he quotes the Rambam, he changes that a little bit. Says the Brisker Rav quotes the Rambam. First, he said, "Bevur b'divrei Rambam, ta'adam rina ne'alu kol echad ve'echad, ein pirusho shekol echad yadlik b'fnei atzmo, ela pirusho ta'hamadlik, madlik ne'alu kol echad ve'echad, v'kulu chad ha'adlakin inhu. Ulam, if you look in the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, de'kol echad mi'bnei habayis yadlik." Says Beferis that everybody in the family lights. So what's that machlokas about? The Brisker Rav does not deal with the machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. He deals with the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramah. So explains the Brisker Rav, I think the machlokas is whether Hiddur Mitzvah is and must be integrated into the mitzvah itself or not. The Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. Why? Because Hiddur Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. If I did the Iker Mitzvah, I lit a candle, so that for you to do Hiddur Mitzvah, you can't separate them. And that's what the Rambam says, that the Madlik, the Baal HaBayis, lights all the candles. Mashiach and the Ramah, Maidol, then no. You could have the mitzvah, and you could have Hiddur Mitzvah. Where does the Brisker Rav get this from? The Gemara in Meseches Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos in Rebbelezer de Mila discusses doing Bris Mila, and there are two elements. There are parts of the Mila that if I don't cut off that part of the foreskin, then it is Ma'akev the Mila, and I did not fulfill the mitzvah. What's called Tzitzin HaMa'akvin Es HaMila. And then there are other parts of the skin that I should cut it off because of Hiddur Mitzvah. But if I don't cut it off, so then it's okay. I was still Yotzei. Tzitzin Sheina Ma'akvin Es HaMila. So the Gemara says, there in Shabbos, Kuflam HaGimel HaMabez. The Gemara says, Hamol calls Machu Osik Bamila. Somebody's doing Bris Mila. As long as they're involved in the Mila, Choser. Bein al Tzitzin Ma'akvin Es HaMila. Bein al Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin Es HaMila. Whether it's Tzitzin that are Ma'akiv or not, if you're still involved in the Mitzvah, so then go back and make sure you do it properly and beautifully. Pirish, but once you finished and separated and maybe put the knife down or had a hesach adas, al tizan ma'akvin es amila choser, al tizan shein ma'akvin es amila eino choser. You only go back for the tizan ma'akvin, not for the tizan she'ena ma'akvin. That's the Gemara. And you know what? The Rambam quotes this Gemara verbatim. The Rambam quotes this Gemara, meaning it's weekday. The Rambam quotes this Gemara as talking about on a weekday. On a weekday, even on a weekday, once you finish the mitzvah, there's no sense of going back for the tzitz and sheidem akvades amila. Because you did the mitzvah, the hidur cannot exist by itself. The Rashi there adds in one word, hamol b'shabbos. Rashi says we're talking about Shabbos there. That's the issue. If you're involved in the mitzvah, so the chiddush of doing bris milah on Shabbos, even though you're violating chavoa, is while you're involved in it, it's okay. You can still go do it. But if not, it's Shabbos. That's why you can't go back. It's not a din of hiddur mitzvah in general. It's a din of chilul Shabbos, according to Rashi. The Rambam doesn't say that. Because the Rambam holds lishitaso, just like he says the same person has to do it, it has to be done in the same moment, the same action, the same helam. And that's why the Rambam would say, even on a weekday, if I finished, I wouldn't go back. So that's one issue, whether it is integrated or not. It's also quoted in the form of a story. They quote in the name of, not really a story, it's a halachic story. They quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, the Brisker's father, that what happens if somebody on Sukkos has two esrogim. One of them is Vadai Kosher. It's for sure kosher, but it's not Mehudar. It's not so beautiful. It's kosher. But there's another esrog that's super gorgeous. It's pre-Hadar, beautiful. But it might not be kosher. Might be a lemon, literally. Right? So the question is, I have both of them. So I could shake both of them. Fine. Which one do I shake first? Says Reb Chaim, I have to shake the Safek kosher Vaday Mehudar one first. Because if I take the Vaday kosher one first, then my mitzvah is finished. I'm done. And then what? And then whatever I do afterwards is not integrated, not part of it. I did the mitzvah already. In the other case, if I do the other order, so then, if this is the mitzvah, great. If it's not the mitzvah, I didn't do anything yet. So I have a little hefsek between the bracha, and I'm doing it right away. Okay, that's the quote from Reb Chaim, and all the later achronim discuss that. Is that really true? Even if you do the mitzvah right afterwards, it should be okay, even integrated. But that's the story that's quoted. But that is one sugya of hiddur mitzvah integrated or not. If we ever find any example where hiddur mitzvah is ma'akev the mitzvah, and if I don't do it behidur, then I might yotzei, then for sure that reflects that it's integrated. That's Rashi at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Rashi quotes, why is Lulav HaYavesh pasul mishum hidur? Rashi at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. How could hidur be ma'akev? The answer is it might be ma'akev. It might be part of the mitzvah. So you have some examples to that. There are others, but another example of the other question I wanted to mention regarding hidur mitzvah is, hiddur mitzvah, most of the time, like the examples that are given here in our Gemara, are what we might call hiddur mitzvah in the chefsa, in the object. Making an object more beautiful. Having a beautiful atara on my talis. Having a beautiful Sefer Torah cover. Having a beautiful Sefer Torah. Having a beautiful esrog. It's all about the chefsa. Is bris milah? That's the source for hiddur mitzvah. One of the sources. Is that hiddur mitzvah in the chefsa? Right? It's not cover. It's not open. Nobody's going to see it. So is that hiddur mitzvah in the chefsa? So maybe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, it's in private, David HaMelech sees it in the shower, and he's happy that he's doing mitzvos. So it could be in the chefsa, or that might reflect hiddur mitzvah, a different type of hiddur mitzvah in the Maisa HaMitzvah. There are examples, and that might be bris milah, that might be a little of both. Hiddur mitzvah in the Maisa, Rashi and the Rashbam, at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, quote, not drinking wine on Erev Pesach, so I can drink wine betaiva, is an example of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah. What's mehudar? What am I beautifying? I'm beautifying the drinking that I'm going to do tonight. That's hiddur mitzvah, right? That's hiddur mitzvah in the ma'isa mitzvah, even though there's no chetzah there. And there are other examples of this as well. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss, classically, in Simon Chaf Dalad, he catalogs all of these examples of, not Chaf Dalad, in Chaf Hei. Chafei and Chavav, all the ones in Parshas B'Shalach, where he talks all about Hiddur Mitzvah. He talks about, again, Chefza, or in the Maisa. Right? He talks about the Rashi in Sukkah, and he talks about the, where is it? The one that I wanted, he has a few about Hiddur Mitzvah here. Here, in Chafei. In Chafei, he has some. But what do you see from here? So you see from here that it must be there's also hiddur mitzvah in the Maisa. Simen Chafei, Os Beis. And he quotes four or five examples of of this. Spending more money for a mitzvah could be an example of hider mitzvah. He quotes a Tosfos in Brachas that says, saying a bracha myself, saying a mitzvah myself, instead of relying on Shomei Ka'one, might be muhuder tfei, even though I'm yotzei by doing it through Shomei Ka'one. Again, that's all about the mindset. I'm sorry, I said wine before, I meant matzah. Not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, right? Wine is a separate issue. Not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, Rashi the Rashbab say, is so that you can eat it with te'avon mishum hidr mitzvah. Right? That's the, a couple of examples. That's hidr in the chefs and hidr in the maisa. Okay. So that gets back to what we mentioned before about the using a beautiful kulmus. That might be hidder in the Maisa, even though it's not hidder in the Chefsa. Either way, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, maybe I will make myself beautiful means hidder. So the answer is no, you're holding on to hair. If he's tough as Pesairo, so that's why we say that case he means Naziris. Says the Gemara, Milsa da Avera vi Amrinan le Na'e. But isn't it doing something wrong to be a Nazir? Doesn't he bring a carbon chatas? If he is a Nazir, and we say that if he says, I want to be beautiful, doing an Aveira is something beautiful, this is what we mentioned yesterday, the Machlokas Rambam, the Ramban. We read the Ramban yesterday, so how could we say that the language of being beautiful is something related to an Aveira? Answers the Gemara, we mentioned the Machlokas comes up later on, but it's also quoted in short. Here, a little piece of the Machlokas in, yes, it can be, Diafilu L'Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. To Amar Nazir Chote, even Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, who can have this machlokas in a couple of weeks, and we add it in the Darim, and it comes up in Tainus, and it comes up all over. Even he who says that a Nazir is a Chote, maybe his Shita could be limited. Not general Chote, like the Ramban said yesterday. Hanimili Gabi Nazir Tame. A Nazir Tame is considered a sinner. Da Aidi, De Boy De Mistar. Since when a Nazir becomes Tameh, as we'll get into many details about this throughout this Masechta, he loses his count, he has to start again if he becomes Tameh. So because of that, Hasamu, there's a worry. Dilma Asi Lamavra on the Ziruse. Maybe he's going to violate, right? He planned to be a Nazir for a certain amount of time. Now he has to be a Nazir for longer, so there's a chash that he might violate. And therefore what? And therefore, when he violates, he might be a chote. That's why Blazer Kapper calls him a chote. Or putting yourself in a situation where you might sin is itself a problem, right? You're putting yourself in a situation that if you become tamei, right? It doesn't say that he will. It says Hasan Dilma Asi. Maybe he's going to violate. So it's not 100% clear when is he considered a chote. Let's just finish, and then we'll mention what the Mefarshim say. Avol Nazir Tahar Lav Chote Karibe. So it could be that Nazir Tahar is not called a Chote, and therefore saying Ehen Nazir, Ehen Noeh, is okay to refer to a Nazir. If you look in the other Gemaras, it's not, Rebbe Elazar Kapper is not limited. It's talking about all Nazirus. But, again, the Gemara here at least has that possibility. If you look in the Mefarish here, he quotes a little differently. Maybe he might come to violate the Naziris. Lav dafka that he might really violate. But let's say somebody accepts to be a Nazir, and then he's a Nazir for a month. And then on day 28, he becomes Tamei. Right? Somebody drops dead in his in the building that he's in. And he becomes Tamei. So, says the Mefarish, the person might think to himself, oh man, I don't want to be a Nazir anymore. I've had enough of this. And he'll be, have charata, he'll regret his whole Naziris. And therefore, when he brings his karbanas of Naziris, he really won't be into it anymore. He won't be giving them with a full heart. And therefore, says the Mefaresh, first couple of skinny lines, Kishen metamin v'ravin alem yimei toma mischartin bahem v'nimse'u mevi'in chulin la'azara. If he's a Nazir, and then he feels bad about being a Nazir, then when he brings his karbanos, they're going to be like non-karbanos. Does it really mean non-karbanos? It doesn't really mean that. If somebody's chayav a karban, it doesn't matter what they're thinking, right? That we don't, drum shibalei vedim dvarim. If he's chayav a karban, he brings the karban, he brings it. So here too. So, but it means it's ke'ilu. It's ke'ilu that he's not bringing proper karbanos. Ke'ilu mevi'in chulin bazara. And therefore, says the Mefarish, that's the problem. Because he's going to, not dafka, that he's going to become Tameh, but he's just going to feel bad. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos is quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud. Tosfos quotes what we just pointed out, that if you look at the Gemara later on, Rebbe Elazar HaKapper is not limited. He's talking about all types of nazirios, because what's his lashon? Shetzir atzmo min hayayin, that he withheld wine. Right, we read yesterday the language of the Ramban, so let's read the Rambam today. The Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam has a negative view, general of Naziris, that's in Hilchos Deos. Also, I'll read it from Hilchos Deos. He also talks about this in Shmona Prakim. So if you look in Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, that's where the Rambam has this famous formulation of the mean, the golden mean, the middle path, Hamahalech Baderach Zunikra, but if you go to an extreme, if you say, you know what, if since Kinah, Tithe, and Covet are all bad, I'll go to the extreme, and I'll never get married, and I'll never reach the Covet, I'll roll around in dirt, the Chulu, he's the Rambam says, that's also wrong. He quotes the Pasuk, Amru Chachamim, Uma im Nazir, he quotes the Rishalmi, if a Nazir, Shelo Pirish Elamin Hayayin, Tzara Kapara, who only withheld himself from wine, needs atonement, Hamonea Atzmo, Mikal Dover, Vidover, Alachas Kaba Vakama. If somebody prevents himself from being involved in other things, surely that's a problem. Lefichach Tzivu Chachamim, Shelo Yimona Adam Atzmo, Elamidvarim Shemona HaTorah Bilvad. Only what the Torah says. Yes, being a Nazir, mentioned yesterday, is a mitzvah. Right? There are 8 losases, so they're part of the 613, but they're voluntary. I don't have to put myself into that situation. So let's focus on what we have to do, and then beyond that, then we'll worry about that. So ask Tosfos here, on the bottom, Dibras Levamai, Vakasha. What's the Gemara talking about? Oh, I will be beautiful. It doesn't have to refer to the Aveira of Nazir because it is Rabbi Lazar's limited to Nazir Tame. It's not true, says Tosfos. The Gemara says the point is that you are Mitzar yourself. Says Tosfos, I love this answer. Hashkafically love this answer. A Nazir Tame is purely problematic. A Nazir Tahar has elements of both. V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, D'Tahar Nami Tzas Kari Lechote. You're right. Even a Nazir Tahar has an element of Chet because he was Mitzar Atzmo. U'mikol Makom HaMitzvah Rabba Ala Chet. But the mitzvah could override. That's what the Gemara is referring to here. V'lakach kari le'noya. And that's how you can have the formulation of I'll be beautiful. Where do you ever have such a thing? Says Tosfos. Midi dahavi mis'ana tainas chalom b'shabbos. Somebody has a terrible dream Friday night. Terrible. They wake up and it fulfills all the categories of bad dream, you have to fast. So what do? The only fast, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. You fast on Shabbos and you fast on some day during that week because you fasted on Shabbos. Because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So what do? The answer is, it's a little mix. You have to fast on Shabbos, and it's a good thing to fast on Shabbos because that is Korea, the dream, but you're fasting on Shabbos, and that's not appropriate. So he says, the Yishlo mitzvah levatel achalom, v'ksas aveira asa, shehisana b'Shabbos, shehitzorach leishi b'tainus, l'machros ha-Shabbos, l'chapros shehisana b'Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara says, I will be beautiful can mean a Nazir Tahar. Because it has both elements. Nazir Tameh, it's a chote. Why? Because what's a Nazir Tameh? You have to undo all the days that you already did. Memela, what comes out? That you didn't drink wine for nothing. There was no good reason for my prohibiting myself. Because it comes out that those days didn't count as Nazirus. So Memela is pure problem, and that's why it is. That's why Rabbi Lazar Kapper says, that's a pure problem. Right? Even another tar has that element. But there is a positive element also, says Tosfos. This is a major issue in our Avodas Hashem. You know, sometimes we have actions that have a little of both. Some, maybe almost all of our actions. Right? We do it properly, but we're doing the mitzvah to get some covet also. So it's mostly good, but it has a little Avera too. Or let's say I'm doing an Avera, but there's some positive element to it. I'm not doing something worse or whatever it is. So our life is about to try to make the mitzvahs that we do as pure as possible. Rav Dessler writes in the 5th chelek of Michta Melio, Yachol lios maisa sheyia gam mitzvah v'gam aveira. He quotes Artosis. Right? There can be actions that can be a little of both. Ki kol inyani ha'olam hazeh heim kelim la'avodasa yizbarach. All inyanim in this world are mechanisms and tools that we can use to get close to Hashem. V'gam ta'anugei ha'olam hazeh. Kalim heim la'karas tova labor yisparach. Even the tanugim. Al kena filu miyish lo tzarech lehisanos. O l'kabo naziris apidin. Al kapanim chaserim lo elu hagiluyim shalakaras atova kadosh baruch hu habamai de'achilu v'shtia. Right, we're supposed to be involved in the world. We're supposed to enjoy ourselves and channel that towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Rebbe Dessler, that we always have to be careful in terms of all of our actions. Are they mitzvos? Are they averos? We have to be careful. We like to quote the Chavetz Chaim, who says, the Mesillas Yesharim also talks about this, that sometimes forget an action having a little of both. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara can make a mitzvah dress up like an avera, or vice versa. But the Chavetz Chaim quotes the pasuk in Zechariah. We say in the Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftarah for Parshas Baloschav, Ki hu omed al yemino lesitno. The Satan, the Yetzer Hara, stands on the right side to be mastin. For the word Satan, the right side. Usually the right is the good side. The left is the negative side. You're right, says the Chavetz Chaim, sometimes the Yetzer Hara will take an avera and put on mitzvah clothes. Right? Let's stay up till 2 in the morning and learn. Let's see what Yishachris is like. Right? He'll dress up. He'll dress up. We'll think something is very positive. Sometimes people, in the name of religion, they scream at people, right? That they think it's a mitzvah, right? The answer is it's not a mitzvah, right? That's an avera, dressing up like a mitzvah. You have to make sure that not only within each mitzvah, which is what Tosfos is talking about here, right? You have different elements, but sometimes you have the entire action. Sometimes looks like a mitzvah. Sometimes looks like an avera. Okay. The Klei Yakar in Parshas Nazir also talks about this line, but we'll continue for now. Says the Gemara, Harini Kazeh. Next phrase, I am like this one, right? Now we're skipping the Kinuyim, because those were explained already. We mentioned the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Next line, I will be like this, Harini Kazeh. Says the Gemara, Nehi Nami the Tavis Besairo. Right, we just said the previous line of the Mishnah was talking about where he was holding his hair. So fine, if he's holding his hair and he says, I'll be beautiful, it works. Hareni Kazeh Lo Amar. But saying the language, I'll be like this, makes no sense. Doesn't mean anything. I'm holding my hair, I'm going to be like this. You're going to be like your hair? Right, that doesn't work. What is that? That's meaningless, right? If you look in the Shiva Kubatsis. Right, we know there is a shita on Nazir, a little one, a little shita on Nazir, a little shita on Sota. Right, there's the Ksubis has two volumes. Right, Bamitzia has one volume, and Babakama has one volume, and Nazir and Nedarim and Sota are all very very skinny. Says the Shiva Kubatsis here that you're not saying anything when you use the lashon of Hareni Kazeh. The lo amar shum davar demashma naziris. You didn't say any lashon. So says the Shita Amar Shmuel kigon shahaya nazir over lefanav. There's a nazir that's walking in front of him. Same thing that we said before. That's the chiddush. Ask the Rosh. This is where the Rosh is. Vein letamua. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? I'm going to be like this one. Of course, that's like basically saying beferish. Dana pshita kara behedya says the Rosh mishum delotema hareni kazeh baosher o biyofi o biyichus. I want to be like this one in other areas. No. If you say it like this, we assume you mean nazirus. Continuing, hareni misalsel. I will be misalsel. What is misalsel? So we know the language by Yosef, Misalsa Basairo. But if somebody just says, her name is Salsel, Mimai Dahadain Silsil Sarah, how do you know Silsil there means playing with the hair and acceptance of Naziris? Kita Amrale, Hahi Amsa de Bay Rebbe, Lahu Gavra, like the Amsa de Bay Rebbe, the famous maidservant of Rebbe, said to that person, An Masai Atam Misalsa Basarecha. Right, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lists off five or six different words that we learned from Amsa de Bay Rebbe. So here's one of them. She said to someone, "How long are you going to be playing with your hair for? Right, why are you focusing on that? Misalsa Basairo." Right, we know Yosef got punished for that. Or being Misalsa Basairo. So you see from there, that's the language that we learned. From her language, we learned that is the inherent language that is used, and therefore that is an acceptance of Naziris. Ema Torah, Dechsev Salsala Usra Mecca. Maybe Misalsa means like I accept to be a learned Torah, because that verb is also used in Mishlei. Amar Shmuel Hakana Misha Tavis Basairo. No, he's holding his hair, and he says this, so that's why we assume that is what it means. We even learned, if you remember, back a couple of months, we even learned halacha a little bit from Amsa de Bei Rebbe. Remember one of the top 10 runs, Nadarim Daf Nun, where the Gemara there, the Ran there says that it's possible that there will be a time, Rachman al-Islan, tragically, that one will be allowed and maybe even encouraged to daven that somebody should die. That was the Ran. That was quoted in the Mefarshim. And we said, not everybody says that, maybe it just means Hashem should do whatever is good, but that's the language of the Ran. The Ran got that from Nedarim, but then he says, you know what my Raya is? I'm Sidi Meir Rebbe in Ksubis. Where, remember, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was on his deathbed, and he was somewhere in between life and death. The Malachim were davening, and the people were davening, and the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, and after the Rebbe took a Kli Cheres, threw it to the ground, it broke, then Talmid HaChacham stopped davening, and then Rebbe died. So you see, that's what he did, and the Gemara doesn't say that there was anything negative about that. So it sounds like that we learn from there, and that's what the Ran uses. So we see Amsit Bei Rebbe teaches us halacha in her actions, in her language, right? There are many other examples, right? Not only Amsit, that's the female. In the male side, we have Tevi, right? Tevi sometimes teaches us something too. Tevi Avda, the servant of Rebbe Gamliel, Mesechas Sukkah, Mesechas Brachas. So we learn from everyone, right? The Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. We have Amsit Bei Rebbe, and we have Tevi. Vayter, Harini Mechalkel. I will be Mechalkel. What does Mechalkel mean? So again we say that means something to do with hair. Mimai tahadin kilkul sarahu. How do I know that that also means hair? Because the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos, Kidetznan, Sid, all the prakim in the middle of Masechah Shabbos, how much of each material do I have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayef? So how much Sid, how much lime? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kadei lasud kilkul. There's the word, kilkul. Enough to smear on the sides of the temples of a young girl. V'yamarav bas sida. That removes the hair. That makes the hair be flat, flesh up against the skin. Right? There's too much hair there. So you see the lashon of kilkul when it comes to hair. Eim amezen anye. Maybe kilkul means like machalkal chayim b'chesed. Maybe it means sustenance. Who says it means hair? And I promise to feed aniyim. Maybe that's what Harini Mechalkel means. Kiddich sevay chalkel Yosef esav vesachav. Right? So Amr Shmuel, hachanami shetavus pesaro. No, there also he's holding hair. So the semi-clear language with the action that he does is enough. Right? Yosef was Mechalkel the whole world. I think I once heard that who was called a tzaddik? What's the definition of a tzaddik? Right? Tzaddik? Who's called a tzaddik? Right? Yosef is a tzaddik, we call it tzaddik. And Noach, ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'darosav. What's the connection between the two of them? Right? They're mefarnes the whole world. Right? Noach was mefarnes the teva. That was the whole world at the time. Yosef was mefarnes the whole world in the times of Mitzrayim. Noach was called a tzaddik, and Yosef is called a tzaddik. What do we say in Ashrei? Poseach es yadecha, umasbia l'chol chai ratzon, tzaddik. Hashem b'chol d'rachav. Right, the poseach es yodecha, right, sustaining all leads right into tzaddik, taking care of and supporting all others. Okay. Harei alai l'shalech pera, harei zanazir. Next lashon. I hereby accept to be mishalech pera. Send pera. Harei zanazir, that's also a nazir. So, same thing. Mimai da'adein shiluach ribu yehu. How do I know that language of the shalach pera means making my hair grow long? Dichsiv shalachayich pardes rimonim. Your shalachayich, your what you sent, which is something beautiful on you, which we say is the hair. Pardes rimonim is as beautiful as an orchard. Pardes rimonim, shira shirim. Ema midi da'avurei. What do you mean? Maybe shalachayach doesn't mean grow long, but it means to remove and to cut. Kidachsiv shalach ma'im apnechutzos. That's a lashon of removal, of where shalach means to take out. So the Gemara says, you're right, tana para para yalif, xerishava between Torah and Navi. So it's a remez, xiv hacha, Kadosh yeh gadel pera, right, the pasuk by Nazir, Kadosh yeh gadel pera, do something with hair, gadel pera, v'ksif haslam, gabi kohen hedyot, ufera lo yishalechu, right, a kohen hedyot should not grow his hair long. So you see, pera means long hair. So kohen is commanded, lo yishalechu, when he's an avelos, he still cannot grow his hair long, and therefore by Nazir, it says gadel pera, which is the opposite, but you see, that's what the word pera is referring to, right? We now remember from the Kohen has to get a haircut once a month, right? A Kohen Gadol, a king every day, Kohen Gadol once a week, because you only make a first impression once, right? Because the Mishmar Asam is Chalfos once a week, and Kohen once a month. So that's how you know also that a Nazir cannot cut his hair for a month, right? Growing his hair long, growing his hair, not cutting his hair, right? That's the Gzeir Shava. V'yibayi same up. Hi, Sholeach Mayim, Nami Ribuyahu. Or go back to the problem that you asked before. Who says Sholeach Mayim is talking about removing water? Maybe it's about sending water, having a lot of water. Dekad Mashkin Le Maya Le Perev Ravi. Like you give a lot of irrigation, right? You water the plants and the fruit and they grow. So who says that even the problematic pasuk means remove? It could also mean give a lot. Period. Can the Metargim Rav Yosef is in parentheses, right? We have throughout the Shas, Rav Yosef was an expert Metargim, and that's why many times the Gemara quotes him in the name to tell us what the Targum is. Tosfos Bava Kamma talks about that there's another suggestion, because he was blind, that's why he had to do, he learned the Targum, because of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetar Rashai Laomer and Alpeh, and if he's blind, it's all called Alpeh, but Tosfos does not like that suggestion, for Rav Yosef, he just thinks that he is an expert in Targum. Hareel Aitziparin, last phrase in the Mishnah, I hereby accept to bring birds. Hareel Aitziparin. So what does that mean? So that's a machlokas. Remeir Omer Nazir. Remeir says that is a lashon of Nazirus. V'chacham Omer Eino Nazir. Chacham say no, it is not a lashon of Nazirus. So my time is Rabbi Meir. Why does Remeir say that birds can be anything? There are a lot of situations that I have to bring birds. Maybe I'm just volunteering, as the Gemara will say. So my time is Rabbi Meir. Machlokas. First suggestion, Reish Lakish. Omer Reish Lakish. Tziparin smuchin l'seyar ki ba'alav. If you look in the pasuk in Daniel, hair and birds are written next to each other. So when a person says birds, so we can assume that he means he's accepting the birds written next to hair, and he really is accepting hair, which is Nazirus. That's the Reish Lakish's approach. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Adi sare kinishrin rava. Right, the hair would be like a nishrin rava, like a big eagle. Vitifrohi kitziporin, and his nails will grow like a tzipor. So you see birds and hair right next to like the claws of a bird. So you see birds and hair next to each other. So Reish Lakish says that's what he was accepted. Remeir Savar mitvis indish b'midit samechlei. Remeir says there's an umdana that I can accept something that's written next to what I explicitly say. Right, mitfis inish b'midin samechlei. For Rabbanan, Savi lo mitfis inish b'midin samechlei. But it says no. You accept what you accept. You don't accept what's written next to what you accept. That's the machlokas within Reish Lakish. The issue is tziparin smuchin l'seyar. Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. The kuli amalom mitfis. No, nobody talks except something that's written next to the thing. Ella, hainu tam derbi mayor. Mayor's no. This is the reason. Chayshinon shema tzipori nazir tami kibolav. Maybe he accepted to bring karbanis of a nazir tami. Right, a nazir tami brings birds. So maybe that's what he accepted. The Rosh here says it's the word dilma. Chayshinon here is not really, you shouldn't really translate it as maybe, because what a maybe we're going to allow him to become a nazir, bring karbanis of a nazir. Talk about chulin bazara. That's real chulin bazara, right? That's not just a ki'ilu. So the Rush here quotes that there are many examples that we have. We had in the Dharm also, right? The end in the last parak where it says dilma or chashina, and it doesn't really mean maybe. It means vaday. So that's the Remeir suggestion according to Rabbi Yochanan. There we think that's what he means. So the Gemara says michdi chashina ka'amar dilma tipari nedava kibolav. What do you mean? You're saying this? No, there's just as much of a chance that he meant voluntary tziparim. Who says he meant specific karbanas for a nazir? Tilma tzipari nedava kibolav. Right? And Tosfos says that's more probable because there's less issues, there's less tircha, there's less tsar, there's less mesiris nefesh for volunteering karbanos than there is to be a nazir. So that's what we would say. So the Gemara said, no, Im Kain, Hareel I Kan mi Boilei. If he just meant a set of birds, there's an easier lashon he could have used. Hareel I Kan, right? The Bezachas Kinim is all about a set of birds that got mixed up. So why don't you just say Kan, which is the simpler lashon? It must mean he means something a little more fancy by saying Tziparim, and that's why we say it means Nazir. Vidilma Hareel I Tzipari Mitzora Ka'amar. Maybe he's just accepting to bring Tzipari Mitzora, and he is and not, right, you're saying it means something fancier. So maybe it's Mitzorah and not Nazir. Right, who says it's not, and you can't make yourself into a Mitzorah. So he means, he promises to bring the Karbanos of a Mitzorah. Maybe that's all he is saying. And again, why is that more probable? Tosfos explained the previous line. So the Sharam Tzion Balacha here says, it's more probable to feel for a Mitzorah than to feel for a Nazir, because a Mitzorah is in pain. And a Mitzorah is all by himself. And a Mitzorah nobody's saying hello to. And a Mitzorah is Tameh. And a Mitzorah is forlorn. And a Mitzorah is sitting out there, right? A Mitzorah is one of the four people that are Chashav Kameis. So if you have a choice of Nazir versus Mitzorah, says the Sharam Tzion Balacha, Mitzorah. So Gemara says, Kegoch Ay Nazir Ovel Lefanav. No, Nazir's walking by. So we're back to that. Almost every line in the Mishnah is talking about that detail that's not mentioned there. Another's walking by, and I say, Hare Alay Tziparim. That's the case. V'nidilma Nazir Tamei L'Padrim in Karbanos of Kamar. Maybe all he's doing is accepting to bring the Karbanos for that person. He's not accepting to be a Nazir like that person. Right? Maybe it's a Nazir Tamei walking by, and he's just bringing the Karbanos. Kigon Shai Nazir Tahar over Lefanav. A Nazir Tahar is walking by, and he promises to bring Tziparim. So, what does he mean? So, it must be that he's accepting to be a Nazir, says Rabbi Meir. So, take a step back. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the machlokas about in the Mishnah? Is it about accepting something that is written next to what you explicitly said in a pasuk in Daniel, which is somewhat unusual, Chiddush? Or Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The question is, the Nazir is walking by, and you said, Arei Lei Tziparim. And even there, if you think about it, the Chacham says, not good enough. The Chachamim say the other Lashonos are good enough. But the Chachamim argue here, that's not good enough. Because what? Tziparim. But a regular Nazir doesn't bring Tziparim. So the Chachamim don't say that that is good enough. My Binai, what's though the Machlokas, what could be a Nafgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Ika Binayu could go into Amar Tzipar and Asmuchan Laseir Alai. If you said it beferish. Tzipar and Asmuchan Laseir. L'Reb Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan who gave the second approach, Afagav to Amar Hachi, even if he says that, I don't think any of that whole issue was not an issue. In Nazir over the fun of in Ilolo. Rabbi Yochanan says, accepting something next to the birds, that's meaningless. If an Nazir is not walking by. So therefore, if an Nazir is walking by and you say that, okay, I'll give it to you. Rabbi Yochanan would say, even if you say that, you still need the Nazir. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no. Avagav de'in Nazir over the fun of. Right? He says that's the issue of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon, even without a Nazir. And if you said it beferish, even the Rabbanon would agree. So therefore, that is the machlokes between them. Period. Mi ikalaman da amar lo mitvis inish be milsa de samech lei. Does everybody really say that? Does everybody agree to Reish Lakish's view? Is there anyone that does not hold of that? Vatanya, but don't we have another brisa in the Tosefta? Ha'omer yamin harezu shvua. If somebody uses the lashon of yamin, that's a language of a shvua. Because you swear with your right hand. Yamin. My time, la mishum tichsiv, isn't that because the other pasuk of Daniel says, v'yarim yamino v'smolo el hashamayim v'yishava b'chay olamim. You see, the word yamin is written next to the word shvua. So everybody agrees to that. Says the Gemara, no. Amri lo, that's not the reason yamin means shvua, because it's written next to it. Mishum di yamin gufei ikri shvua. No, the word yamin is a lashon of shvua. Titania, the Brisa says, Minayin lo omer yamin shehu shvua. How do I know if I say the word yamin is a shvua? Shneemar nishba Hashem bimino. That's the language of shvua. It's not because it's written. It's the same phrase. It's not the phrase next to it. Minayin lo omer small shehi shvua. And how do I know small is also a lashon of a shvua? Either arm. Shneemar ubizroa uzo. That's the second half of that pasuk. Nishba Hashem bimino bizroa uzo. How do you know it's referring to the left hand? Doesn't say the word small there. So the Tosfos and Mefarish all say, no, well, if it's the first, the Pasuk says right, and then it says another arm, the person only has two arms. That's why Zroa has to mean left. And that's also the Pasuk that's quoted in Brachas Davav, the Mefarish says, when the Gemara talks about Hashem's wearing tefillin. How do you know Hashem wears tefillin? And what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? That beautiful Gemara. So what is it? Nishba Hashem b'yimino u'bizra uzo. That's learned for tefillin. And what arm is tefillin put on? The left arm. Put on the weaker arm. The left arm, which is usually known as the weaker arm, right? Vein uzo el tefillin, ubit tefillin to a small kaimi, right? Says the Mefarish. And that's how you know that this is referring to small. Why is tefillin put on the weaker arm? Zeres HaKasif, ultimately, right? Because Yadcha is a Lashon Nekeva that has a hay in there, because it's a Zeres HaKasif. But one might say, because when we're in front, some Bali Machshava say, we're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're not strong, right? We're Mevatel ourselves. When we put on our tefillin on our weaker arm, so we're Mevatel ourselves. And that's why it's the halachically weaker arm. Right, if somebody, right, big Shaila, big many of Bar Mitzvah Drasha, one of my boys had this for his Bar Mitzvah Drasha, if somebody has one arm of theirs that they're stronger in, but their other arm they write with, right, so that's a big Shaila. Many different shitas in the poskim, what do you do? So many say, there are some poskim that say both arms, right, which is a little tricky for life. But many poskim say, as long as the person does something else with their writing hands, so then that's considered their stronger arm in halacha, because writing, the yad hakosev, has significance in terms of actions in halacha. So as long as any other activity is done, you brush your teeth, you eat cereal, whatever it is, something is done with that arm, many poskim say that's good enough to be considered your yad, a strong arm that you put tefillin on the other arm. So it's a halachic definition, but it could be that the weaker arm in halacha is because we're mevatel ourselves when we put on our tefillin. Right? If we put tefillin on the wrong arm, we're not yotze. That's a serious. We say, okay, whatever, it doesn't matter. Right? If you put tefillin on backwards, like what those people say, oh, you have tefillin on both hands. There is one posek I'm aware of that says, in that case, you put tefillin on both arms. Well, you have two pairs of tefillin. You can't make somebody have two pairs of tefillin. So they put it on one arm, and they put it backwards up on the other arm, the other way. You turn the tefillin, right, because you have to get the strap going down. So b'di'eved, that would work if it's turned around. But the wrong arm doesn't work, b'di'eved. That's why we have to know exactly which arm to put tefillin on to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah, and then Mez Hashem will go into the Gemara tomorrow. The Mishnah says, Hareini, the second Mishnah in Maseches Nazir. Hareini Nazir min ha-chatzanim min ha-zagim. Let's say somebody only accepts partial Naziris. I'm a Nazir from chatzanim or zagim. Those are grape seeds and grape peels. Which are which? That's a machlokas. Later on, we'll have to see the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled. What is chatzan, what zag? Which is the peel, which is the seeds? Either way, if somebody accepts only that, umina teglachas, or just, I'm a nazir, I'm not going to get a haircut. Umina tuma, hareza nazir, v'chol tikduke naziris alav. He is a nazir, and all tikduke naziris are on him, even though he only says one part of it. Right? We have this, if you remember, we had this recently. We have this in the last parak in Nazir. We have, if a woman accepts to be a nazira, and then her husband is mefer. So the Gemara spoke about, but maybe the husband can only be made for the parts of the Naziris that are Inui Nefesh, right? Maybe, I think this was around Pei Beis or so, right? Inui Nefesh, that is maybe only the wine, but not the grape seeds, and not the others. So the Gemara says, Ein Naziris Lachatzon. It's no Naziris Lachatzon. That's this Mishnah right here. Ein Naziris Lachatzon, if somebody accepts to be a partial Nazir, so then they have to be a full Nazir. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, next daf is the most famous Mefarish in Nazir. I don't think we're not going to have top 10 Mefarishes in Nazir. Sorry, there probably are, but I just don't have that list. But probably the one is tomorrow. Tomorrow, the next one, the Mefarish, where he holds that even drinking the wine at Kiddush is Daraisa, right, on Friday night. Not just saying the words, not just holding the kos, but the Mefarish in Nazir, and the Afgimel and Beis Alam and Alf. Right, that's the Mefarish coming up by the Shaman tomorrow's daf. Then we'll get into Nazir Shimshon and other sugyas that come up tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.